Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pregame show, sponsored in part by Central Alabama Community College, Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, First Bank of Alabama, Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit, the Law Office of Tyler Sims, Timber Elite Auctions, Toyota of Sylacauga, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Blair Family Farm and Market, Hill Auto Sales, A&E Metal Roofing, Blues Car Wash and Lube, Piggly Wiggly of Lineville and Ashland, Matthews Meat Market, First State Bank, Buddy's Sports Country, First Capital Insurance, Highway 9 Tire, The Drugstore, Coke Foods of Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas District, State Farm Agent Mike Coleman, Southern Cabinet Company, Williams Parts and Supply, Atkinson Homes, Harris Plumbing and Electric, Whole Tree South, Central Physical Therapy, Integrity Cabinets, Honey's Cafe, Sassy's Convenience Store, Spencer Loveless at Southeastern Land Group, Bama Guns and Outfitters, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, Clay County Tire and Retreading, Clay County Economic Development Council, Ann's Flowers and Gifts, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ashland Auto Parts, Superior Pest Control, and Bucks Island.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Heron and Jeremy Character. We're here at Don Oliver Academe in Montgomery on the campus of Alabama State University for a Elite Eight game as our Lady Volunteers have traveled down here after a big win last week over the Beauregard Hornets to advance here in the regional championship play. As you did here, you heard right. It is Coach Chris Heron, not Coach Weems. He had some pre-engagement he could not miss. So we got another broadcaster here at the table here at Alabama State. Coach Heron, good to have you here with us this afternoon. It would be this afternoon now. So.
It is, yeah. I'm glad to be here, Rusty. That, you know, glad to sit in this chair. It won't be near the job that you're used to, the partner you're used to having, but very happy to be here tonight watching our Lady Vols trying to secure a move and secure this victory tonight and make that move to the Final Four next week in Birmingham. But after taking care of business here, hopefully a little here in just a few minutes today here in Montgomery.
Well, Coach, as we continue to move here in the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show, we talk about that. We come and opponent we've played multiple times this year. This is not any stranger for either of us as we're playing the Briarwood Christian Lions here. Briarwood comes in. Did you just get their record? What's Briarwood's record?
Absolute. Briarwood at this right now, Rusty, they are sitting at 19-8 on the season. Our Volunteers 17-11. So similar in the win column. Vols a couple of more losses on the loss side, but these Briarwood Lions looking for their 20th win of the year at 19-8 here as we begin this game.
Well, you look at the Volunteers, of course, some key things, but I think the Volunteers have been playing much, much different basketball in the last few games. And, you know, it'll be hard for Briarwood, you know, a team. Briarwood has defeated the Vols three times already, and it'll be a little hard for them to prepare and get ready with the Vols, I think, in a little better situation coming into this game as far as being able to prepare. But Coach Weems helped you, I think, assisted you to get some A&E Metal Roofing keys to the game. Can you share some A&E Metal Roofing keys to the game, Coach?
I just so happen to say that I can share a few of those A&E Metal Roofing keys to the game this game day. You know, it's the fourth time. This will be the fourth matchup we've seen between our Lady Vols and the Lady Lions of Briarwood. And I think it starts out, we look back at the previous three games, and we've dropped them all, those previous three games, by an average score of 51-24. Now, that gets a little skewed off of one of those games when it was a pretty big advantage by the end of that thing. But the two areas that they got most of their points in these previous three meetings were in transition and then attacking in the paint. paint. And those are where the majority of their points came from. You know, turnovers from us, defensive rebounds, and getting those points in transition, and then attacking us in the paint, you know, offensively from their side. So that carries us into point number two. We need to limit their transition points. We need to limit how many times, you know, we turn the ball over. We've got to take care of the ball, and we need to not commit turnovers. And I think, and listening to you and Coach Williams, and being with you this, you know, this year at these games, listening to you do some broadcasts, oftentimes we commit more turnovers when we try to slow things down. You know, we have the pace we like to play at, and we need to, you know, play at our pace, but take care of the ball and not committing some of those turnovers. You know, they've got a couple of players that have dealt us some fits this year. We need to do some things with Anna Tatum Baker. You know, Anna Tatum Baker, we need to do some fronting of her, some doubling teaming her, especially trying to limit her touches. And if we can limit her touches with the ball some. And then Baker, along with Emma Curley, they've been the only two double-figure scorers that the Lady Lions have had in the three previous meetings. So we need to slow them down, you know, try to limit their touches and that type of thing, and take care of those two and to limit that. And we need to control the tempo and not let them get off to a quick start. We need to try to control the tempo early and take away any quick start the Briarwood Lions might be having in mind getting off to today. If we can do those things, then we can give ourselves a chance to be successful today in what our Lady Vols have come here to try to accomplish.
Well, we'll come back in just a minute, and we'll move into the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups. We'll take a quick break. You're listening here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
They're not going to catch him, Coach. 20.
Now, your home for live volunteer football play-by-play on the flagship station for Central High School of Clay County Athletics, Classic Country 90.9, and the Radio Alabama app. First quarter action is presented by Blues Car Wash and Lube.
Rusty Tyler, we welcome you back here. This is Rusty Tyler, Coach Chris Hare, and Jeremy Character on the stats here from Dunn Oliver Academe in Montgomery on the campus of Alabama State. Coach, I've got our starters here in the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups, but can you quickly go over Briarwood's and then I'll go over ours?
Absolutely. We go through it. Taylor starting for the Lady Lions today. Anna Tatum Baker, number three, she'll be starting along with Sarah Travis, number five, the third starter for the Lady Lions. Number 13, Sasha Moniker. Number 32, Emma Curley, there she is right there. And number 33, Clara Crawford, the starting five for the Lady Lions.
As we look at the Lady Vols, we'll get number one, Zakiya Heffin. We need her to have a big game. She didn't play the last two times we played. She did play in the area tournament, but she didn't play the first two times against him or got hurt in the first. Stevie Giddens getting a start. Brandy Searcy, good to see her back on the floor after getting banged up in our last game. She is starting here this afternoon. Ramiah Businessley also getting a start, of course, the lone senior, and then Blair Wheeler. So our normal starting lineups, we'll get the tip here and get things underway as number one, Zakiya Heflin, will be tipping off against number 33 of Briarwood, Clara Crawford. So we have the opening tip. It'll be controlled. Actually, deflected out of bounds there by the Lions, and the Lady Vols will have their first opportunity with the basketball.
And there we go. So just seconds in, a couple of seconds in, Volunteers with this their opening possession and a chance to take an early lead here.
Billingsley with the basketball. She comes across midcourt, looking to drive down the lane, down to the elbow, looks to dish it down to Wheeler, pass behind her, and that's a quick turnover there for the Lady Vols.
Yeah, there's a little miscommunication there, unsure exactly where it was going. As that penetration started, the bounce pass, and it's out of bounds.
As Anna Tatum Baker brings it up the floor, Baker, really talented player, over to Curley. Curley looks to drive, kicks back out to Baker. Baker, been their key scorer, but Curley's going to fire up the long triple, and she drained it, Coach. That's the thing. She's able to play inside and out, Curley, and gets a quick three to get things going.
Well, she nails it from the left wing, and that allows Briarwood Lions to jump into that full court pressure as the Balls advance the ball across half court.
And quickly, they're looking to trap over here in front of our table. We get it back to Billingsley. Billingsley almost went back court and then lost it out of bounds. Two quick turnovers so far for the Vols. Not starting the way we need things to go here.
Well, the Lions, the pressure on the made basket, working it all the way to half court. They begin to trap at the half court mark and causing the turnover there. Briarwood back with the ball going from our right to our left.
Briarwood, there's Curley. Curley dribbles, kicks over to number 13. That's Municher. Municher back up, back to Municher, back to Curley, right. Deep three, and that one's going to be short. Rebound to Heflin and the Lady Vols.
That one comes up way short, and now we've got Billingsley headed back down to the Vols into the board with the Vols down 3-0. Briarwood in that man-to-man at this time.
Billingsley at the free throw line. Billingsley over in the corner there. That's Giddens. Giddens looks to drive baseline. That stop. That penetration stop kicked it out to Heflin. Heflin had to go save the ball. She looks to drive down under the goal and actually threw it off. She kind of lost the ball, but was smart, Coach, and then threw it off the player there. Briarwood will retain possession on her own baseline.
Right down under the goal. Heflin able to throw that thing off Curley there, and the ball's inbounding under their goal.
Wheeler gets an open look. That's front rim, no good. Tipped around. Billingsley saves it in. We've got a fight for the basketball, and the Lions come out with it. They're back down the floor. That's actually number five, Sarah Travis, over to Curley. Curley punt flake. Curley drives from the block. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Curley gets her own. Curley's all over the place right now. Baker's ready to try her three, and she drains it. And Coach Bishop is going to call a quick timeout here, Coach. Just things happening fast, and Coach Bishop realizes he cannot let things get away from him here. So he'll have a quick timeout here. We're just 6-0 with 5:56 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. We'll take a quick break on the Southern Union State Community College State Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Ann's Flowers and Gifts, under the new ownership of Wendy Benefield, continues a tradition of over 50 years in Ashland. Ann's Flowers and Gifts offers everyday floral arrangements, celebratory gifts, jewelry, and college-themed items for Auburn and Alabama fans. Funeral sprays, casket blankets, along with cemetery urns, blocks, and bricks are also available. Ann's Flowers and Gifts is on Facebook or available by phone at 256-354-2613 and a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
To quickly welcome you back, Lady Vols. Stevie Gibbs, open three-pointer, and she drains the Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer, cutting that lead in half down to 6-3.
Big basket there, getting the Vols on the board, the first basket by Giddens. And now we need to play defense, and we need to defend.
Back over to Municher, back over to Curley. Curley's going to be fouled. No, they're going to call an offensive foul.
They are.
Moving screen. I think it's going to be on Clara Crawford.
Yes. Yes. And we'll take that turnover for the Vols. Brownwood's been doing a good job moving the ball around the perimeter. Vols got to move for that ball as it moves around the perimeter. But that turnover there, offensive foul, gives it back to the Vols.
Seriously, almost turns it over, but gets it up to Heflin. Heflin gets a free drive to the basket. They end up stepping in front of her with a block. She's unable to get it to go, but she'll go to the line. Shooting two First State Bank free throws.
That's two team fouls. They're on Briarwood here, 5:13 in the first quarter.
First shot up and no good from Heflin. 5:13 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Lady Vols trail 6-3 to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. She misses a second. Ball's tipped around, rebound, loose ball goes to Baker. Baker quickly up the floor with a point guard. Baker guarded by Searcy. Over to Curley. Curley looks to drive all the way down. Good dish back out to Crawford. Crawford lays it in.
Good ball movement there. Curley with a drive and Crawford in position there in the lane. Wide open the assist from Curley.
Ball's doing a pretty good job of breaking the press right now. We can just get the offense going here on the offensive end.
Briarwood in their man-to-man defense. We've got them spread out. We've got the corner.
And the ball is taken away from Searcy from Baker. Baker looks to drive the basket, gets contact. No call, but she lays it up and in. 10-3. Briarwood extending this lead here, and we're going to throw it away, looking to go long to Briar Wheeler.
Yeah, that's oftentimes that full-length court pass in that situation is not the way to go. Just work your press break, work it to the middle, and get across half court, and then be able to get into your offense.
10-3, Briarwood leads. We got a drugstore substitution across the way. I know Crawford went out, didn't catch who come in. I think 24 there. Grace Garrett comes in for Briarwood Christian. Curley guarded by Heffin. Heffin, good defense there. Makes her kick it all the way out to Muniker. And coach, they're just trading threes here. Josh and Muniker, three threes early here for the Lions.
Yeah, and they're jumping into that full court pressure and putting the stress on the balls to get the ball up court.
Wheeler goes to the basket, shot up, no good. Baker. Baker back over to Curley. Curley back to Baker. Baker jump shot, good.
All along from the low left wing.
Coach Bishop again going to call a quick timeout. 3:39. Things getting away here early. See if these Lady Vols can fight back like they have all year as they trail 15-3 with 3:39 to go. Anybody Sports Country opening quarter. But listen on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Blair Family Farm and Market is a local farm-to-table market tucked right into the Ashland countryside. The Blair family raises their products on the farm without antibiotics and offers a range of locally sourced products from neighbors they know and trust. In a world where food often comes boxed and far from home, Blair Family Farm and Market keeps things local. Located at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland, open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 6 and Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 6, Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Tutter, Coach Chris Heron, Jeremy Carricker, we welcome you back. Billingsley comes in, shoots a jumper, rebound, back to the balls, and thrown away there. Good job on the rebound there, Coach, by Brandy Searcy, but then she just tried to go across court with it and threw it away.
Well, she did. And when they're getting us trapped in the corners, and we've got to have, away from the ball, we've got to have movement to give those guys, those young ladies getting trapped up, some different options.
There's a steal by Searcy. Cut in front of the pass. Searcy misses the lay-in. All alone, missed it. 3:05 to go. Tried to slow things down and just missed the shot there. Baker with a basketball. She dribbles over the right wing to Muniker. Muniker back to Baker. Baker looks to get it down to Curley, and he's stolen away. Good defense by Stevie Giddens up the floor. Here is Heflin. Heflin drives to the basket. Shot don't go, but that's going to be another foul. And, again, we'll get Heflin to the line shooting first eight bank free throws. That's going to be on number 13, Sasha Muniker here. Heflin missed another free throw. That's one thing, Coach, we've got to make every opportunity count here against these Lions. And right now we're 0-3 from a free throw line.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we need these opportunities we get from the stripe, we need to be able to convert those.
She made the second. That's something we did pretty good when we were here last Thursday, is made free throws. Our Lady Vols did, and they need to continue that. Lead 15-14 here. Briarwood Christian Lady Lions here. Muniker looks to dribble. Kicks over to Baker in the corner, guarded by Searcy. Baker back to Muniker. Muniker, good man-to-man defense here by the Vols. They look to get it down to Curley. Curley with a good dish to Garrett, but shot's blocked by Billingsley. Coming out with it's Heflin over to Searcy. Searcy up the floor, dribbles over to the right side. She's double-teamed. She goes back to Heflin at the top of the key. Heflin to Billingsley. Billingsley thought about the three, thought better of it. Went Dribbled in, jump shot, no good, but good rebound and put back there by Heflin, and these Lady Vols still fighting hard, 15-6.
Good position in there by Heflin, and taking that rebound back up strong to convert that basket for the Vols.
Muniker looks to get it down to Curley, the 6-1 player. Curley kicks it back out in the corner there to Muniker. Back to Curley, and there's a travel by Curley. Right now, we're starting to defend a little closer in our man-to-man and making it difficult on the Lady line.
An unforced turnover there, and that gets something positive happening for the Vols after the successful offensive put back down there. We get the defensive turnover.
We got a fire alarm going off. Now, that could make things interesting,
yes,
Coach.
Yes, it could. Things are getting hot for somebody.
It may be getting hot for us. Now, I don't know what we'll have to do if they make us exit here. So I do.
I know what I'm doing.
Well, right now we're just trying to see everybody stopping and looking around. And as the smoke detectors are going.
They're sending them to their bench, Taylor.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to the bench ourselves here with the Lady Vols trailing 15-6. We'll try to come back and let you know what the next move is, but I'm afraid I know what it might be. It might be with us going outside for a few minutes.
Exactly.
If it does, we'll cut back to regular programming and then come back. We'll see when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is more than just a gas station. Now, obviously, they feature top-tier fuel, but each morning starts off with freshly brewed coffee and hot buttery biscuits. Got the munchies? Sassy's has you covered. They are stocked wall-to-wall with your favorite salty snacks, sweet treats, and ice-cold drinks. Need a quick lunch on the go? Well, Sassy has you covered there as well. They're open early till late, making it easy to grab what you need right when you need it. Sassy's Convenience Store is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
We welcome you back. No smoke, no fire, I guess, Coach. We're back into basketball on the ball. Turn it over on the block there by Curley, they're back up the floor.
All our action's on the court right here in front of us late in this first quarter.
Curley shot up, no good. Briarwood leads 15-6.
Yeah.
And there's another travel underneath. Right now, the way we were defending Curley, it's giving her a lot of difficulty.
It's giving her some fit. We're doubling down a lot there. We're on the backside. The ball gets to her. We're doubling down from the front, putting a lot of pressure on her, making her look for some kind of outlet down there, and battling well down there with Curley to limit her. And the Vols now with a chance here with about a minute to go to cut into this lead.
Billingsley up the floor here, brings it across midcourt, dribbles over to the side here. She gets a screen from Heflin. Back to Heflin. Good pick and roll there. Heflin shot too strong, no good. She gets her own rebound, and that shot's partially blocked, so it'll stay with the Volunteers on their own baseline. 49 seconds to go here. It's Rusty Tutter, Coach Chris Aaron, Jeremy Character from Radio Alabama Sports and the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Giddens gets it inbounded to Heflin. Heflin looks to go straight to the basket, kicks it out to Searcy on the right wing. Searcy looks to slow things down, Billingsley. Man-to-man defense as well being deployed by Briarwood Christian. Billingsley fires up a jump shot, tough shot from a free throw line, but it's good, and the lead is cut down to 7, 15-8. Lady Vols fighting back strong here.
We've nibbled away at it, Taylor. Got it down to 7 here in the last 20 seconds or so of this first quarter. Good need
Garrett across the floor there, over to Travis, back here to Baker. Baker left wing looking for a screen. She gets a screen, kicks it out over in the corner. Back over there to Travis. A lot of ball movement here, but the Lady Vols down to 4 seconds in the period. They may run out of time and not get a shot off.
And they do it.
And they do. Great defensive
excellent
possession
defense.
Right
great
there from a Lady Vols.
Absolutely.
Did not give the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions a shot to close this Buddy Sports Country first quarter. With a score, 15-8, Briarwood Christian. We'll take a break and come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Tired of the same old fast food routine? Looking for a place where the food is homemade and the folks are friendly? Honey's Cafe is serving up comfort food classics just like Grandma used to make. Daily lunch specials include meats like meatloaf, salmon, and chicken fingers with savory sides like mac and cheese, fried okra, and green beans. Also, the menu is full of a variety of salads, sandwiches, and burgers. Located 30 Park South Boulevard in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is excited to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we have built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
Jason Tutter, Coach Chris Aaron. There's Curley's three up. No good after the inbound play tipped around. Lions come out with it, but we've got a double dribble. That'll be another turnover. Coach, you've been looking at some stats here. Jeremy Character been working hard on the stats, so share some of those stats with him right here.
Well, we're going back to that first quarter. The Vols, percentage-wise, 27% from the field. Briarwood at 60. The Volunteers 1-for-2, three-pointers. Briarwood 3-for-5 to create that distance there. Rebounds were pretty even. 7 for the Lions, 6 for the Volunteers.
Searcy drives to the basket, shot up no good from about 6 feet. And back we go to the Lions. Lions lead 15-8 over our Lady Vols here as we've just started this Matthews Meat Market second quarter here. Live from the Dunn Oliver Aca Dome in Montgomery at, on the campus of Alabama State. There's a three-pointer up, no good. Rebound is actually last touched by a line. Well, maybe they say they were trying to get. Yeah, there is. They changed that. No. I thought they went after it, Coach. I guess they never got a hand on it.
I believe, Teddy, it was just a little out of their reach as they went after it going right out the corner of the court.
So they'll be inbounding the ball with a 7-point lead, 15-8. They get it into Curley. She's guarded by Heflin. That looked like a push-off. A couple of active hands there by Curley.
Nice cut.
Down. Good cut to the basket there by number 3, Anna Tatum Baker. And she lays it up and in.
Yeah, nice cut. Curley looking for Baker on the back cut. Nice play by the Lions there.
There's Heflin. Turned it over, and it's going to be a foul there by Heflin. There's a lot of physicality between Heflin and Curley out here on the floor.
Yeah, pretty physical matchup between those two there, getting after each other pretty good. You've got Heflin now. That's going to be her first foul tonight, or this afternoon, for Zycaria.
Lions with the basketball and a 17-8 lead over our Lady Vols here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. Elite eight action from Montgomery. Curley fires up a three. It's no good. Rebounds being fought for. Whistle's blown. I think they're going to call. Okay. The last touch by Lions.
We're getting that one.
There was a lot of. Kind of looked like a ping pong ball down there for a second, so I sure didn't know. Billingsley brings it up the floor. She passes over to Giddens. Giddens looks to dribble down and throws it away there to Garrett. Sometimes we play a little bit like a hot potato, and it causes issues, and that was one of those scenarios. Garrett fires up a three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball. That's a good job by the Lions coming out with it. Curley down to the block. She's guarded by Heflin. She'll have to throw it back out. Back to Garrett. Garrett's guarded by Billingsley. Garrett's spin move, shot no good, kind of out of control, and that'll be turned out of bounds. Right now, the Lady Vols defense is smothering the Lions.
You know, we've been able to limit the Briarwood on what they're doing, Taylor, but now we've got to convert some of these times on the offensive end to chip away in a little more into this lead.
Staying right there with them. Those three threes early for the Lions is really the difference right now. 19-8, the lead here by the Lions. And it's deflected out of bounds. Vols will retain possession. That's number 32, I think, Emma Curley.
And you see as Heflin right here in front of us. She knows if, as soon as she crosses half court there, that trap was waiting on her. But that pass out of bounds allows the Vols to inbound into the front court.
Brandy Searcy with the basketball. And it's going to be taken away. And did they call a jump ball?
We are.
They did. It was a jump ball called. Well, that's Coach Chris Aaron jump ball.
That's it, exactly. Absolutely. I got to get you that check.
541, give it to Bone.
Okay.
541, 17 to 8. He'll take it.
Yeah.
Billingsley over in the right corner. 3-point shot up by Curley, or not Curley, I should say. Searcy, no good. Lions go the other way. Just having trouble. They are, both teams right now, kind of a little bit stale on offense, Coach.
Volunteers just keep playing this good, tough defense down here. Offensive side will come eventually. Just keep after it on defense.
Making it tough for the Lions. Curley does get a lane to the basket. Good move. She missed the lay-in. And she's going to be fouled going up. That's going to be on number 20, I do believe, Blair Wheeler. I think that's her first foul. That'll send Curley to the line. She's a really good free throw shooter. Looking to tack on more here to the 17-8 lead, and she makes the first. Up by double digits here, 18-8.
But that effort, I mean, she's having to work in there. And defensive effort is just tremendous for the Volunteers. We need to keep it at that level.
Yeah, playing very hard of the Lady Vols.
Yes.
Just got to get some shots to fall here. Trailing by 11, the largest lead of the afternoon here for the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. Up to Heffin. Heffin brings it up the floor. Heffin double dribbled, just forgot. Took back off there. That's about all you can say.
Well, the unforced turnover there, and it's, you know, it's one of those situations.
Well, we can't dribble to the side and stop.
We cannot. You've got, you know, that's the wrong place to go against that type of defense. You know, it's going to pick you up at half court.
Baker over to Curley. Right now, the half court defense by the Lady Vols smothering the line.
Yes.
Curley thought about the long three-pointer, but she's going to drive to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound there to Billingsley. Billingsley's going to be fouled by Curley.
Battling. There's some battling going on there, Taylor. That's what you like to see.
I tell you, this defense is causing the Lions to be a little frustrated.
Yeah.
They didn't see us play this type of defense when they played us the first three times.
Well, on the defensive end, I mean, again, that end of the court is where, you know, that effort needs to always be there, and it has been tremendously so far.
Searcy brings it up to the top of the key, backs it back out. Man-to-man defense here by the Lions. Searcy dribbles down, dribbles over the right corner. Almost lost her dribble, picks it back up. She gives it over to Billingsley. Billingsley, good crossover move. Giddens had an open shot, thought about it, faked it, drove, and she's fouled. Good drive there by Stevie Giddens.
Yes,
the foul is going to go on number 21 there. That's Clara Anderson. That'll send Stevie Giddens to the line, shooting two First State Bank free throws.
And Giddens, you know, you kind of thought she had the shot out off the wing, extended foul line left. But drove that thing down the lane to a good shot, but able to draw that foul.
Made that first free throw to cut that lead back down to 10, 19-9.
Yeah, we need this free throw here. Get this thing down to single digits again and continue.
And she drained it.
The great effort. Let's keep it going on the defensive end.
Good job
by
the eighth grader there.
Absolutely.
Stevie Giddens. A lot of eighth graders on the floor here for the ball.
Get a lot of them out there.
Got three on the floor as we speak. Curley with a basketball over to Baker in the right corner. Baker, good move to the basket, but missed the lay-in. Rebound goes to Searcy. We're defending well when they come in there, I guarantee you.
Now, let's just, you know, let's run through our offense here, and a great opportunity.
3:43 to go here in the first half. Lady Vols trailing 19-10 here to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. Billingsley picked up her dribble over to Heflin. Heflin looks to dribble down to the block. They look to double team. They're going to call a double dribble, and that's correct. She lost the dribble, but they didn't deflect it away, and then she tried to start back.
Yeah. So that turnover back to the Lions.
Seeing defense, really strong defense on both ends of the floor.
Yes. Yes.
Muniker, top of the key. She'll fire up an open three. You can't give them any open window, Coach.
Well, a great screen set there up high by number 21, Anderson for the Lions.
There's a steal on the long pass. Looking for Wheeler up the floor, and we just can't throw it three-quarter court against this defense.
No.
There's Baker. Baker's layup no good. We're not giving them any easy shots down low. Billingsley up the floor, top of the key. And there's going to be a shove by Sarah Travis there, keeping Billingsley from penetrating.
We're looking there. We're rolling on. That's three fouls apiece. Team fouls so far with 2:46 left in this second quarter. So still a couple of ways, fouls away from going to the line.
Heffin, dribble stop there. Billings, a good crossover. She'll fire up the long three. It's no good. Good hustle there. Coach, you wasn't here. I mentioned it. But Brandy Sears, she had an ugly fall at the end of that game last Thursday.
Right.
And to be honest, with what I saw and the pain that she was in, I didn't expect to see her playing today. But, it is great to see her out here, and she's competing, and you would never know. They taped it up before the game, and
yep.
She's out here fighting. But there'll be a Poacher South timeout called, and they take this timeout, we'll take it with them. Lady Vols trailing 22-10 here, 2:36 to go in the first half on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We have you back. A quick turnover there after the carry by the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. Up the floor here to Heffin. This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Chris Hare, and Jeremy Character. We also got some of our good friends from the Aggie Sports Network here, Heffin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeremy Law. There's a ball saved in. Jeremy Law, Heffin, they're going to just kind of swap places with us when we come back here.
Their crew. Sylacauga boys playing the game right after this.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be taking on Marbury in the regional finals here from Dunn Oliver Academe. Their Lady Vols trail 22-10 here. Muniker picks up her dribble. Back over to Adam Taylor. Baker looks to drive down. Kicks it back out. Shot up by number 21. No good. That's Clara Anderson.
It is.
And a shot goes out of bounds. Off of the lines.
Mm-hmm.
22-10. Vols doing great defensively. Just
yes.
Got to be able to put some points on the board.
We need some points. Offensively, we've got to find something to work. We need something good to happen on the offensive end. See that ball going through that hoop and net a couple of times.
Our defense has given us a good opportunity here.
Yes, we've had opportunities. We've just got to take advantage of it on the offensive end.
Good screen there from Heffin on Muniker, but Billings, they really don't take it.
Briarwood's extended that man-to-man defense way outside
the
three-point line.
There's going to be a carry. She gets it up. A good screen right now if we just get the pick and roll going. It looks like, Coach, they're switching, but they're not doing a really good job of switching. They ended up with a double team.
If
we'll get that pick and roll action working, looks available.
That roll down could be there if that's something.
We ran it one time earlier and got a wide open look to Heffin. There's Baker. Baker gets a screen of her own, but she'll hand it back, and Baker back to Muniker. Muniker, top of the key. Muniker dribbling around the left side over to Curley. Curley lost the ball, went and tracked it down. Muniker open three-pointer. Up, no good. Front rim. Rebound. Stevie Gidden, strong rebound out to Billingsley.
Again,
Billingsley brings it up right here in front of our tables. You probably heard the dribble on the radio there. They're looking to trap now out of this man defense. And we're going to turn it over here. Kind of unforced there with 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Lady Vols trailing 22-10.
Well, when you get out in that corner, you're trapped. You've got to have some. There's got to be movement by your teammates. You know, I mean, they've got to be moving. It's hard to find your four teammates when you're trapped in the corner.
I think that they're going to get Heffin for the foul there. She just kind of ran over Baker, looking to get in position to defend her. That'll be Heffin's second. They get it into Curley. Curley up the floor. Curley over to Muniker. Muniker dribbles it up. Muniker's went more to the point guard, mm-hmm. Coach. Late after this defense kind of stood up. They're looking to get. There's it. That's a push there by Billingsley. That'll make it tough to score for Baker. They'll send her to the line shooting two. I thought she got by with it there for a second, but officials, we got good officials here.
Oh, yeah.
All female crew here. So
Baker makes that almost kind of an old-school shuffle cut down through the lane, and that drew that contact there, and it goes against the ball.
They've moved Baker out to shooting guard from her normal and point guard position.
Muniker's kind of taken over that point guard role here.
And it's to try to get Baker more looks, I
think.
Because Searcy was hounding her earlier. She made them both. 24-10, 14-point lead, the largest lead of the afternoon here for the Lady Lions. There's a tryout. And we try to fire up a shot a little early there.
We did.
Kind of lost
track of time and the clock there.
There's going to be drugstore substitutions. That's Ward and McLemore coming in for the Lady Vols.
And probably a move here just to keep some fouls off of some of our other folks.
Only 1.5 seconds left here in this first half. And they get it into Curley. Curley's just going to turn and fling it. She made it down to the free throw line, but that's where we'll end our first half with the Lady Vols trailing Briarwood Christian Lady Lions 24-10 here. We take a little break. We'll transfer into the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Your pet is more than just a pet. They're your family's fearless protector, your fetching athlete, your crumbs on the floor detector, the warm, snuggly heartbeat at your feet. State Farm agent Mike Coleman understands why your pet means so much to you. So State Farm and Trupanion have teamed up to give your furry family members the protection they deserve. Pet medical insurance. Another way State Farm is here to help life go right. The phone number is 256-354-2272. State Farm agent Mike Coleman, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tfarlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
At Poultry South, we don't just sell farms, we work for the farmer. From the first phone call to the closing table, we're here to make sure you're treated fair and guided right. With over 20 team members across 10 southeastern states, our team was built right here at home, and we've never forgotten who we're working for. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group. The website is PoultrySouth.com. Poultry South is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Hare, and Jeremy Character here live from the Dunn Oliver Academe on the campus of Alabama State University in our state's capital, Montgomery, Alabama, as we're here for a regional final game, Elite Eight game here as our Lady Vols are taking on the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. Coach, we look back at the first half and just kind of taking that thing, you know, from a overview before we get into the stats. Our Lady Vols are playing. They kind of started out kind of a little slow, but then quickly after a couple of timeouts by Coach Bishop, you've probably witnessed some of the best defense we've seen all year, yeah. Some of the most active defensively. They're making every shot tough for the Lions, but the problem is we just can't get going on the offensive end yet.
Well, it was that I think you nailed it, Rusty. It was that hot start for Briarwood. I mean, right out of the chute, you know, they were about 3 for 3 from three-pointers within the first couple of minutes, three minutes of the game.
Yeah, 3 for 4 now.
Yeah, and then those three, I believe, were probably all within the first 3 minutes of the game. So they jumped out to a pretty good lead there. Coach Bishop, a couple of timeouts.
Four for 11, I'm sorry.
Widely used and kind of slowed down. And so defensively, kind of begin to limit them some. And great defensive effort on the defensive end for the Volunteers. Some frustration there, actually causing some lines to change roles. You know, between with Baker, with Muniker. Muniker, those two ladies kind of changing roles from the 1 and 2 guard positions because of the frustration that we were able to give Baker defensively. And then just, you know, on the offensive end, I mean, the Vols were sitting on 10 points at halftime. If we just hadn't been able to get it much to work for us on the offensive end of the floor. A lot of that's because of Briarwood. We've had some open looks, open shots, just been unable to get it to fall, turnover-wise. I mean, we're not in that bad of shape, you know, for the game at this point. But, it's pretty even there with turnover. Well, you know, we're at 12. They're at 7 for the game. But, we just need to continue.
A lot of those turnovers very early for
early on, and many of them unforced, you know. So defensively, we've got to keep that effort where it's at. Offensively, just keep plugging away, keep shooting. You know, hopefully we can begin to just slowly cut into this lead of 14 as we start into the second half.
When we look at some individual stats here, first of all, we'll look at the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. We've been talking all the time. We talked about it before. Anna Tatum Baker, she's 4 from 6 from the field and 11 points. So kind of holding her reasonable. I think we'd want to keep her around 20. We felt like we need to. She's going to score her points. But Emma Curley only with 5, Coach, and she's normally right. A big contributor. Sasha Muniker with 3 points as well. Kind of the young lady they've moved over from the shooting guard maybe to the point guard position there. But really looking down, and the only other that score is Clara Crawford with 2.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look down at our Central Vols, only 3 players getting in the scoring column for our Volunteers. Zakir Heffin's got 3 points. Stevie Giddens, the leading scorer there, the 8th grader in the first half for the Lady Vols with only 5, though a 3-pointer, and then she hit a couple of free throws. Did Stevie, and then Ramai Billingsley. Coach, we just don't this Lady Vols team don't do much when Ramai's only got 2 points, and
right.
That's where she stands. And to have Ramai playing very aggressive defense, they're just really extending that man-to-man defense or the Briarwood Christian Lions and making it tough on Billingsley.
Right, and you know, we talked about it earlier as one of our keys of the game, the transition points and that type thing. You know, from our offensive end, some of those turnovers, you know, some of those 12 turnovers we've committed down there, and they've been able to get into a transition type of offense as they come back down the court. 13 of their 24 points coming off of those 12 turnovers that our Vols have committed there in the first half. So, you know, we've got to need to take better care of the ball, you know, play our game. Don't necessarily slow things down completely, but take better care of the ball. Make sure we know where we're going with the ball and with the pass and that type thing. And we can
well,
get
Coach,
get
don't
back
get
into
too carried
thing.
Away. You got to give us our Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustment.
Oh, okay, okay.
So what would be your Timber Elite? I think you just might have gave part.
Well, I just made a gave part.
Yeah.
I just made a gave part.
What is our Timber? What would be the right now? Obviously, we got to get things going offensively. The defense
right.
playing really well. But what do you think the Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustment?
Well, number one adjustment. You know, I don't know if it's so much adjustments. It's just do some things cleaner. Defensive end of the court. We need to stay where we are. Don't let that drop off. Don't let that effort, that intensity diminish any from what we've seen throughout this first half. Offensively, you know, don't slow it down. We keep doing what we do and run our offense the way we need to run it. Let's be more sure before we begin to make a pass. You don't need to assume anything. Briarwood does a great job defensively, so let's don't make passes assuming our partner's going to be there, our teammate. Let's know where we're going with the ball before we do turn that thing loose. We away from the ball. We need a little more movement away from the basketball. You know, they're going from their man into some traps sometimes. They're trapping, you know, across half court. They're trapping us in the corner at times. The four without the ball, you've got to move. Sometimes when you're trapped, you can't see, you know. So your teammates, you got to be moving around to get yourself in a position to where that lady with the ball can get you the ball, and just keep playing with good effort and keep shooting. Things are going to happen, but stay after it on the defensive end.
Let's take a break as we get ready to close out this Williams-Parsons Supply Halftime Show and roll into the third quarter on some Highway 9 tires right here from Dunn Oliver Accudome with the Lady Vols trailing 24-10. We'll take a quick break and come back with the opening of the second half right here on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
Rusty Tutter, Coach Chris Heron, Jeremy Character here live from Montgomery, Alabama, as we get things started. Briarwood Christian Lady Lions with the basketball. Curly drive to the basket. Shot defending well and no good again by Heflin.
We get the defensive rebound. Now let's have something positive on the offensive end.
Bevins over to Giddens. Open three-pointer. The Toyota Silicaga three-pointer rims out. No good in the Lady Lions. That was a big opportunity there for the Vols. Good-looking shot by Giddens, but it didn't fall.
Well, when you got that shot, you've got to take it. And when we get them, we got to keep taking those shots.
Baker gets it down to Crawford. Crawford passes it over back to Baker. Baker from a free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound, Searcy. Right now, two defensive stops. We got to get the things going on the offensive end.
Yeah, the defense, you know, seems to be here early in this third quarter where it was the first half. We need things to pick up on the offensive end.
Billingsley, good drive to the basket. That was a good play there. Cut to the basket by Giddens. Shots blocked, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line shooting two First State Bank free throws.
So here's an opportunity to get a couple of it cut into this lead. A couple of points with Giddens at the line, and the clock stopped. Cut into this 14-point lead.
Giddens drained the first, lead down to 13, 24-11.
That pushes her volunteer point lead up to 6 points for Giddens this afternoon.
Giddens' second one rims out. Crawford on the rebound for the Lions. Over to Travis. Travis guarded by Heflin. Travis throws it up to Curley. And I don't know if we're in our best situation pressing them when they beat us there. Got a good drive to the basket to Curley, and it went, and she's fouled as well.
Well,
I know you're trying to make things happen.
Trying to make things, maybe, you know, maybe go full court man to man, but not necessarily the trap, because if they beat it, you know, they got us out. They got numbers on us down on the offensive end.
And they made us play there with 3:27-11 in that. Almost a steal in the backcourt there by the Lions. We got to get it up across the timeline here with 10 seconds. Billings had kind of slowed it down there, but it had to be pretty close, Coach.
Well.
Over to Giddens on the right side. Back here to Searcy. Searcy dribbles it back out over to Billingsley. Billingsley. Things kind of stagnant here on offense. Over to Giddens. Giddens looks to drive baseline. She's guarded by Curley and has it deflected away. And they're going to call 33 there for Clara Crawford for a player control foul on Blair Wheeler. Two quick fouls here to start the half. 6:19. We are in this Highway 9 entire third quarter. Lady Balls trailing 27-11 to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions.
We've got to get it inbound,
and we're going to be a jump ball. Possession error is in favor of the Balls, but we do get one of those Chris Heron jump balls.
But, you know, in that situation, I mean, we've got to be more sure of where we're going, and let's go to somebody that's where we've got, you know, somebody that's open and not just kind of throwing up that 50-50 ball to inbound.
Now we get it in this time to Giddens down to
Heflin. Good ball movement there.
Heflin's just too strong at the basket, but takes it away. And puts it up and in. What a strong move. A steal and then a putback.
Yep, her own rebound.
27-13.
Now let's get back on defense.
And we do. And we get a partial block of Curley's layup there by Heflin. Went got the shot all the way down, defended it.
Yep.
You got to give Heflin credit for the hustle.
Good effort, good hustle right there now.
27-13, Lady Balls trailing here and has it taken away. Yes. Baker takes it away. And lays it in, and she's fouled.
Just takes it right away from Searcy.
I tell you what, you give Baker, because a lot of seniors here on this, and Baker's one of them.
Absolutely.
And you kind of get lulled to sleep, like I think, you know, and she's just an eighth grader there, Searcy is, and she was just kind of looking over the opportunities, and Baker took it away before she knew what was happening.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what you hopefully, you know, it doesn't do you any good right now, but hopefully you learn from that down the road, but. It's one of those situations where, you know, you got to protect
Baker your made the free throw. 30-13, largest lead of the afternoon at 17 here for the Lady Lions.
And here comes the trap. As soon as we get across half court, we do try to beat it with a pass across.
And it's deflected out, but we kind of get saved there. We'll be inbounding it right there in front of our own bench.
Well, the pass is the way to beat that, but I don't know if across the court pass is actually the way
we need something
way
back to the middle.
Yes, we need to be back to the middle with a pass to break that trap and that press.
They left Heflin wide open. Heflin over to Searcy. Searcy, six-footer, didn't hit anything. Searcy finding, you know, we talked about her being injured. It seems like she's been kind of on the sidelines, and maybe it's affected her shot a little. Over to Travis here in the Lions, looking to try to slow things down, it looks like. 5:11 to go here in the Highway 9 entire third quarter, leading our Vols 30-13.
Briarwood a little content here.
There's a takeaway for the ball. Searcy gets her own steal. Up to Billingsley. Billingsley dribbles over right wing. Billings across to Giddens. Giddens looks to cut to the basket, but has it taken away by Travis. Kind of lost her dribble, and it was taken away by Travis.
Yeah, look a little high with that dribble, not getting it up too high, not keeping it low. Able to get her pocket.
Muniker with a basketball picked. Over to Garrett. Garrett looks down to Curley. Curley guarded by Heflin. Over to Muniker. Muniker's got a great shot as well, Coach, and there's another three-pointer.
She does.
33-13, 20-point lead.
Well, these seniors from Briarwood, they played a lot of ball, and you know, you can definitely tell.
There's Wheeler. Wheeler down to the block. Wheeler kicks it out to Heflin from the right elbow, and Heflin drains the jumper. Coach Bishop going to call a full timeout, and he's going to talk about it. Lady Vols trailing 33-15 here to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking. Putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 2000, Harris Plumbing and Electric has proudly served Clay County with hometown pride. From trusted power tools like Stanley, Milwaukee, and DeWalt, to GE scratch and dent appliances, they offer quality without breaking the bank. Plus a full-service lumber yard and building materials for every project. Harris Plumbing and Electric is located at 75 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland. Available on Facebook or by phone at 256-354-5600 and is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law.
Come back, we get a player control foul immediately called on Searcy without the ball being inbounded. There's some physical play out here. There's a turnover. Heffin knocks it away. Heffin goes up for the putback. She's fouled. Shot don't go, but great job there getting on our own press, Coach, not letting them get it inbounded.
Oh, yeah, jumping on them. They're trying to inbound 94 feet away. We apply the full court pressure and deals them a little bit of fit. We get the turnover right there, and now that we've got
Heffin drained the first State Bank free throw.
Heffin on the line.
33-15. These Lady Vols just not going away, and they hadn't all year. Missed the second one. Rebound goes out to Garrett in the lines. Over to Baker. Baker. Still, she brings it across midcourt. She gives it over to Garrett. Garrett. Guarded by Searcy. Ball's poked away. She'll go back and get it. Gives it over there to Travis. Travis back to Baker. Now back things out. 3:41 to go here in the third. And there's the ball just turned. They're going to say Billingsley deflected, and Billingsley agreed. She deflected out of bounds.
Quick hands over there by Billingsley.
33-16, Lady Vols Troil here in regional championship action here. The Elite Eight, the Lady Vols playing in here from Montgomery in the Dunn-Oliver Aquadome. Open shot here from Baker. Up no good. Curley with a rebound and put back. That's really the first time that Curley's let. Normally she just dominates on the board.
Right.
But really tonight, or today, she really had. We're going to dribble it on the side here. It's Billingsley and turn it over.
Well, and there you know, instead of we're working. And you said it. I've heard you say it for a couple of days now. We're carrying that thing right up the sideline, right where they want us to carry it against this kind of pressure.
Over to, yeah, they kind of leading you to the
sideline.
They're
inviting you to the sideline. That's where they want you.
And they make us pay, and Curley with the basketball. 35-16 is the lead here by, what a tough shot there by Curley.
Yeah.
You can't say anything about that. We defended it well.
No, I mean, we were in.
A running hook, Coach.
We're in position.
About 8 foot out.
And she just kind of shows what kind of athlete.
And we're
going
to turn it
is.
Over again. We had Giddens waiting for it over in the corner with a great opportunity and a good look, and it was just a bad pass. 2:45 to go here in the Highway 9's our third quarter. Lady Vols trailing the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions 37-16. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Hare, and Jeremy Character here live on Classic Country 90.9. And the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Baker, we're looking to trap Baker in the backcourt. And she turns it over. Good trap there by the Vols. Gets it down to Ward. Ward couldn't handle the pass. Ward was in great position, just couldn't handle that pass. Right now we're looking to give our own full court press, full court man now. Going to the basket there is Garrett, and they're going to call Heflin for the foul. 2:23 to go in the third.
Yeah, that full court man to man. And once they get that beat across half court, then Garrett able to drive the ball all the way and draw the foul there against Heflin.
She made the first. Something else about Briarwood, of course we'll look at those stats there in a little bit, but Coach, they've been pretty good from a free throw line as well.
Yes, they have.
And that worked. She missed it. We talked her out of that one.
Talked her out of it.
Up the floor, all the Lady Vols, seriously with the basketball.
They were at 100% before that free throw visit.
I needed to talk them out of it, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Seriously? Guarded by Muniker. Seriously goes all the way to the basket, shot blocked there. And that's finally going to be thrown off of a player there, Claire Anderson. Right now, we're getting a little tired, it looks like. We've got a lot of people watching seriously play basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're beginning to
run out. I don't want to say run out of gas, but we need a refill.
We need a rest stop.
And there's Billingsley's jumper from the right elbow, and it's good. 38-18. Tough shot, but she made it count. There's Curley. Curley dribbles, kicks out. There, Travis with a three-pointer, and it's short, no good. Hit nothing but net, but it was on the outside.
Outside of the net, yeah, the wrong part of the net. Substitution being made here with Wheeler entering the game for the Volunteers.
Ward going out. Over to Billingsley. Billingsley quickly. They look to trap Billingsley right here in front of our table. Billingsley does a good job getting into the middle of Heffin.
Yes.
Heffin dribbles to the tough shot and strong move there by Heffin.
Yes.
38-20, Coach. Good fighting
move.
Back.
Good move.
Back down to 18. I think they led by as much as 22.
Just keep playing. Vols just got to keep playing, working defense, and keep playing.
Travis with a basketball, cut to the basket here by Curley. Curley's guarded by Heflin. She slings it out to Garrett. Garrett with a strong drive to the basket. It is up no good. Rebound, Giddens. Giddens up to Billingsley. Billingsley drives it up left wing over to Heflin. Heflin looking to drive. Heflin out to Stevie Giddens. Wide open three-pointer. The Toyota Silicaga three-pointer is good. And the Lady Vols will not go away.
Almost a steal.
And we got another steal. That's Giddens. Over to Billingsley. Get it back to Giddens there. We could have got her a good look.
Travel.
She's going to call
dribble.
A double dribble. She did kind of
yeah,
started.
It was
you could. It, she never really held it well, but
no.
When you pick it up and then lose it,
yeah.
You start your dribble.
Yeah.
They're gonna call that.
It kind of from our vantage point, you could see kind of a double clutch there, and we've got a timeout called here on the floor, Taylor.
But the Lady Vols fighting back, 38-23, fighting back, cutting this 22-point lead down to 15 here with 29 seconds to go in a Highway 9 tire third quarter. We'll take a quick break. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lineville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network, First State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
They quickly get it down to Crawford. Crawford missed a shot. Loose ball still being tipped around. And finally Ward comes out with it. Ward up to Heffin. Now we've lost it again.
Hot potato. A game of hot potato.
Anderson. I tell you, we're making Briarwood look way different than I've seen them look
yeah.
all year, though.
Yeah.
They're turning it over at about the same pace we are. There's Curley. Good defense there by Heffin, but they're going to call a foul. Think she reached in at the last minute. I thought she had done a great job defensively there to end that quarter, but she gets called for the foul. Kind of a tough one there with 3/10 of
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, 3/10. Not even a full tick left.
Coach, is that 8 for 9 they are from the free throw line?
That would make them at this moment 8 for 9. This will be their 10th attempt.
39-23, the lead here by the line that she made them both.
90% as a team they've shot through three quarters from the free throw line.
And that'll end the third with the Lions up on our Lady Vols, 40-23. We'll take a quick break here and get ready to move into the fourth. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we've built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you're looking for protection for your home, auto, farm business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
Do you hear that? It's winter setting in. And when those frozen, icy spots appear on pavement, the only thing between you and a slick surprise is your tire's tread. Don't gamble on a worn-out grip this season. Highway 9 Tire carries several brands of tires for your car, truck, or SUV. Highway 9 Tire provides the expertise to check your tread depth and install the right tires for winter driving conditions. So stay safe and have peace of mind with good treads from Highway 9 Tire. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
Jurassic Taylor, Coach Chris Hare, and Jeremy Character here as we get this fourth quarter started. They're inbounding the ball right in front of our table. Coach, you got any stats there that you want to share from that third?
Well, we just, you know, going through that third quarter, we look at, of course, Briarwood 90% from the free throw line and out-rebounding us, you know, overall. Not that rebound as bad, but turnovers is still just, you know, balls come in. A few more turnovers contributed to the deficit we're facing.
Heflin got the rebound. She's tied up by Curley, but they're going to call the jump ball, and the possession area is in favor of the Lady Balls.
You know, between Curley and Baker now, both of them sitting on 14 points, so 28 of their 40 from those two players there, as we knew coming into the game was to be expected.
That full court press still here. From the line, Searcy brings it up the floor. Searcy over to Heflin. Heflin over to Billingsley. Billingsley's guarded by Municher. Gets a screen, fires up the three, and drains the Toyota Silicaga three-pointer. That's how you get back in it, Coach.
Yep, that's
back
it.
Back down to 14, and then we deploy the press ourselves, but this time Travis is going to get up the floor with it.
And then we've got to play defense without fouling down here.
She dribbles through, back over to Travis in the right corner. Travis, guarded there by Searcy. Some intense defense here for sure. This time Curley just gave an open lane. Yeah, I don't know why happened there.
I'm going to say somebody out of position. That was kind of opening the door.
42-26 there. Lady Lion lead. Heflin's good strong move by Heflin. Straight to the block, straight through Curley, and it's good. 42-28. Back down to 14. This thing's not over yet, Coach.
No.
6:34. We can't trade points here.
No, we don't need to trade points. We've got the defensive end.
It looks like we're going to get a full Poster South timeout. I tell you what, it's called the Briarwood Christian Coach to look at it and call a little timeout. Yeah. So she takes this timeout, we'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Are you tired of the old stressful car shopping? Hill Auto Sales in Lineville believes finding your next vehicle should be easy, and now they've made it even simpler. On your laptop, tablet, or phone, the website is buyfromhill.net. That's buyfromhill.net. You'll find the latest inventory of quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for you to browse. Buyfromhill.net features high-resolution photos, prices, detailed specs, and even a Carfax report. If you're ready for a test drive, Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll are ready to help. And remember, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by
Hill Auto 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
Welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. It's Rusty Tyler, Coach Chris Hare, and Jeremy Character, and the Lady Lions with the basketball. Lady Vols fighting back. Cut this thing down to 14 here, 42-28.
this defensive end of the floor. If it's going to happen, it's where we'll have to have it. We need some stops on this end as that leads at 14.
Well, Coach, we only scored 10 in the full first half. So
You're right.
18 already here in the second half.
Yep.
But there's a tough basket for the Lions. You can see that they're getting a little shook here. You know, they're feeling the pressure on the Lions. Over to Giddens, open Toyota Silicaca three-pointer, and that was a good look, but it does not go. And I think that there's going to be another foul on Curley there. Lady Vols will be inbounding on their own baseline, trailing 44-28, 5:55 to go here in the game, needing some things to happen pretty quick. Rusty Tutter, Coach Chris here, and Jeremy Character over to Billingsley in the corner.
Yeah, Vols, they need to.
Billingsley out top here. Open three-point look. Kind of long. It's front rim, no good. Loose ball. Heffin. Ooh, that looked like a foul, Coach. I don't know how you Heffin had her hands on the ball and got undercut, but I know it was a loose ball, but I. Officials has done a great job calling the game, but
well, from
we had a great angle.
From that action we saw, that I believe that if you'd wanted to call, there was a lot of fouls could have been called yeah. right there.
There's some, I tell you, we've watched a lot of basketball this year, Coach,
yes.
but I have not seen this physical of a girls' game all season. And there's a ball almost thrown away by the Lions. They save it in. Travis has got it. Travis lobs it up. And speaking of that, got a jump ball. Curly's tied up. I'm telling
you,
we're collapsing on Curly.
Great effort there. She gets the ball down on the low block, down right in the low post, and get her tied up and get a jump ball out of that.
We had four defenders collapse on.
That's some effort by these Lady Vols here late in this game.
Over to Searcy. Searcy 5:15. Over there to Searcy, looks to dribble right wing, dribbles down to the basket. Shot up, no good, but Ward with a rebound. Ward to Heflin. Heflin shot up, no good. Rebound by Curley. And we get Billingsley takes it away from Curley and hits a jump shot. 44-30. These balls are not going to quit, Coach.
No, they're battling.
And they're causing a timeout. They can't get the ball in. Inbounded, Ken. The Lions got to be proud of the effort here from our Lady Vols. As they take this Poacher South timeout, we'll take it with them. 30-second right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Is it time for a career change? Cook Foods of Ashland Complex features a variety of careers with excellent benefits and room for advancement. Current openings include various hourly positions at our processing plant, feed mill, hatchery, and live hall department. Support staff positions are also available, such as accounting, HR, purchasing, QA, and truck drivers. The website is cookfoods.com/careers. Cook Foods of Ashland is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Go Vols!
When you look to enhance your kitchen or bath, Southern Cabinet Company is your source. The official kitchen and bath retailer of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Tutter, Coach Chris Aaron. Did we get the... Oh, I thought we got a five-second call, but...
We've got a foul.
They're going to call Ward with the hold.
Yes, they are.
44-30. These Lady Vols will not go away. 4:46 to go here.
Volunteers, they are set up with this full court trap pressure.
They're going to call Ward for the foul here. And we're only in our second foul here, but it's still 4:45 to go in the game.
Well, if you're gonna, you know what we're doing, if we're going to play like this, we got to move our feet. It can't be just reaching and grabbing with our arms. We got to move our feet. You know, now they hit the long pass on us down the court.
And down the layup and in there by number 33, Clara Crawford. Oh, that looks. Ward was knocked to the floor, and they're going to call a travel there. And I think she's twisted her ankle.
And you got
looks like they're going to need to check on Ward. While they check on her, Coach, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Flu season has arrived. help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from the Law Office of Tyler Sims, providing legal services in personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile matters. The Law Office of Tyler Sims offers legal support with a focus on client care and community values. Tyler is dedicated to providing thoughtful and reliable service to his clients. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims is the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Is LaShonte Ward's hip off the court here? This wrist is trying to go. Looks like a little ankle. Looks like she got an ankle twist there, but they'll go over and check on trainers to check on her as the trainer's available here at this Elite Eight event. And Curley goes off with a basket shot up, no good, but the ball bounces back out to her, and Briarwood reset. 46-30 here, the lead by Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. 4:13 to go. Billingsley with a foul. Ball will be inbound.
47 feet away from the basket, we fouled.
Yeah, that looked like a frustration foul there.
Yeah.
She felt like she got elbowed right prior to that. It's kind of a retaliation. It led to that. Garrett with the basketball. She's guarded by Searcy. Right now, the Lions just looking to kill clock.
They got the old four-corner look going on now.
Yeah, they do.
Doesn't that clock run?
And we're going to get a foul away from the ball here. That may be on Wheeler. It is. That's only the third team foul. Fourth.
So our next one will be
putting them on the line. So. Ball's trying to extend this game, but you're 16 away, so you got to get things going. Got to get the ball back. And the Lions can handle the ball so well, it can be difficult. Looks to me like we're probably going to have to trap instead of just play man-to-man here. Curley takes it down, decides not to take the shot, dribbles it back out. She's guarded by Heflin. She lost it but got it back. There's going to be another foul. They're going to call Stevie Giddens. A lot of fouls away from the ball here on the defense.
Well, when the coach is calling for them, Taylor, I believe that's they're just doing what the coach is calling for.
They're going to be shooting two here. Clara Crawford. Crawford got the shooter's roll there and lead back up to 17, 47-30. McLemore going out. Something we hadn't seen much tonight. I don't know what it is. Because a key contributor of late has been Mariah Gibbons. She played just a little bit earlier, but I hadn't seen her much. I don't know if there's something what's going on there with Gibbons, because she's been a key contributor of late.
Yes, she has.
She made both free throws.
Sub earning for the Lions is Anderson. 21 Anderson enters for the Lions.
Heflin up the floor. And it's poked away by Travis. And they're going to say she dribbled it on the sideline and turned it over. 48-30, 3:21. Getting desperation time here for the Lady Balls.
Yeah, it's getting pushing down to that 3-minute mark and a 18-point lead.
And with a team that can handle the basketball as well as the Lady Lions can.
And they're spread out. They've got almost that old four-corner look running the clock.
Curley's guarded by Billingsley.
Not really concerned.
Billingsley almost took it away. And that's going to be back. They're going to call back court on Curley. So
Good job by Billingsley.
Absolutely.
Knocked it loose. And when Curley went to get it, she touched it before it went across in the backcourt, mm-hmm. which caused a backcourt call. So good job by Billingsley.
Yes.
Getting that turnover.
That's right.
48-30, Lady Vols with a basketball. Seriously with it. In between the circles. She dribbles up, drives to the basket, and Curley blocks her shot.
Clean block by Curley there.
Curley's not only 6 foot, she has a lot of length. Tough to get a shot off down low with her down there. She covers a lot of territory. Ball inbounded to Searcy. 2:45 to go. Billingsley, jump shot, in and out, no good. Good looking shot, just didn't go there with 2:36 to go. 48-30, 18-point lead here for Briarwood Christian.
Lady Vols still working hard on the defensive end.
Forced the timeout by the Briarwood bench as they take this timeout. We'll take the Poacher South timeout with them. Looks like they're taking a full. We'll take a full 1 minute timeout right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
This is John Holder with High School Football Alabama. Before my family decides to crank up the grill, we make the trip to Matthews Meat Market. The location on Highway 78 near Oxford works for us, but the Lionville location on Highway 49 also has all of the same great quality meats. Whether you're looking for thick ribeyes or ground beef, Matthews is your go-to place. They also have Gulf shrimp, Boston butts and brisket, and even frozen vegetables. Matthews Meat Market, proud to sponsor local sports coverage on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert. Stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwood is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
The freshest farm-raised meats. Stone ground meal and grits. Farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market. The official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Heron, Jeremy Character, as there'll be a foul called there. Number five going to the line, Sarah Travis shooting two. And that was called on, who was that called on, Coach? Did you get that?
I want to say 12.
Billingsley.
I believe Billingsley, yes.
Coach, we'll look at the stats, but they have been lights out from a free throw line.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. You know, earlier, I believe at the end of the third quarter, they were sitting on a 9-for-10 at the time.
She made them both.
We go back to where they find themselves now. Before that, now that after that one, they're going to be 12-for-13.
Up to Wheeler. Wheeler lays it up and in for the balls. Good passing. And Coach Bishop, a call of timeout here. He's got a full, and he'll take it with 1:51. Let's take another Poacher South timeout right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Discover the possibilities in Clay County, Alabama. This is Chance Jones of the Clay County EDC. Whether you're an established business looking to expand or an entrepreneur looking to start, the EDC invites you to turn your business dreams into a reality. Visit the newly renovated Economic Development Center just west of the square in Ashland or call 256-276-9319 to find out more about the Clay County Economic Development Council, a proud sponsor of our local students on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Did you know that
EDC and you, let's grow together.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnston at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Smith's Curve in Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Well, that's the title of Coach Chris Heron, and we send him back to the line, and there's a miss, Coach. Curley missed the free throw. I think that foul was on Heffin, was it?
Yes.
She made the second. 1:44 to go, 51-32. Lady Vols with the basketball. That's seriously guarded by Muniker. Coming up the floor. She gets by Muniker. Shoots up. My goodness.
I believe that was tipped because it went toward
the goal. It about had to be. It went all the way to the top of the backboard.
Yeah, I believe that got.
It looked strange when it left her hand.
Uh-huh.
There's Garrett with the ball. Fouls called Stevie Giddens. And you wonder at what point. It looks like there's going to be a big drugstore substitution here. Mariah Gibbons is already in the game. Looks like number 23 will be entering there. Ja'Kayla Hardy. And also number 5, Ella Higgins, will be coming in for the ball. Coming in for the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions is Julia Thompson. And I guess that first free throw was good, Coach. I'm about to quit watching.
Yes. And Curley exits the game for the Lions.
Good game. They'll be going to the Final Four, these Briarwood Christian Lady Lions.
Good game for her, but she had her hand. She had to work today.
She did.
The balls made her work.
Garrett made her second. Billings with the basketball. And she's up to Hardy. Hardy dribbles right over to the side and has it taken away. It looks like both teams kind of clearing the benches. I think all of our Lady Vols have been in the game, I think.
Well, you get in this kind of situation in this kind of game, late this late, you know, a lot of times you'll look at, you know, let's give these kids the experience of.
Or actually now we'll get.
Playing in this environment.
Absolutely. Number 42, Nevaeh Wyckoff, about to enter the game. If we get a stoppage to play.
If we can get a stoppage to play, and I bet we can, we'll just foul them.
44 seconds. It's been a while, we haven't, but, you know, you're expecting us to. Ryland laying on defense there. Ella Higgins. Garrett looks to dribble down. She says, we'll do something. We'll shoot it.
Yeah.
And lays it up and in. 25 seconds to go, and thank Coach Bishops.
He'll just call the timeout mainly to get the subs in.
As they will call a timeout here. Coach, let's take our final Poacher South timeout of the basketball season right here with the Lady Vols trailing 55-32 on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
So we come back here, Lady Vols with the basketball. Walking it up the floor there, Ja'Kira Cosby. Cosby almost has it taken away. She picks it up, swings it over to Brian and Glenn. Glenn. All different players for both teams in right now. Brian and Glenn with a thought about the shot, decided better of it, and it's turned over. That'll end. This game will quickly take a break, come back, close this thing out. Our Lady Vols fall 55-32 to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. Congratulations to those Lady Lions, and good luck as they move forward into the Final Four. We'll take a quick break and come back in just a second right here on the Southern Union State Community College Play Center. Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris there, and Jeremy Carricker as we'll close out this broadcast here as our Lady Vols fall to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions here, 55-32. Coach, kind of a tough loss, but you've got to be so proud of our Lady Vols and how far they went, you know, going to the lead out, the Elite Eight, the farthest a girls' basketball team's ever been.
Absolutely.
And I tell you, you know, they might not have won, but with their effort and intensity they played with, we're proud. And you know, they made Clay County proud out here this afternoon.
Well, you look at that, you know, it's a historic team in that way, the farthest our girls' Vols, Lady Vols have ever gotten before to the Elite Eight. You look over the roster, I believe one senior. We got one senior sitting over there wearing the red, white, blue.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see that and some good things down the road. We just ran into a team tonight, you know, to this afternoon, Briarwood. We knew
and there's Zakira Heffin making the all-tournament team.
Yeah.
Good to have. And also, Ramiah Billingsley will be making the all-tournament team. That'll be our two all-tournament team players. Coach, let's quickly go through some team stats and then some individual stats, and we'll get off of here, and we'll let the Sylacauga Sports Network get things going.
Absolutely. We look at that thing. We talked about the free throws from the free throw line. Briarwood, 88.9%, 16 for 18. They were 17 for 41, 41% from the field. Our Lady Vols, 33%, 12 for 36 from the field, only 5 for 10 from the free throw line. Rebounding, pretty even on the rebound side. Briarwood with 27, our Lady Vols with 25. Turnovers, 7 more for our Vols there at 21. Briarwood Lions at 14. And then fouls for the game, you know, Briarwood committing 10, our Vols committing 18. We look at some individual statistics. Leading the way for Briarwood, you had Curley with 17 points. Leading the way for the Briarwood Lions, Baker coming in with 14. On the Vol side of things, Heflin, our only Vol, Lady Vol in double figures, she had 12, and Giddens with 9, complementing her 12 as the Vols fall to the Briarwood Lions today here in this region championship game by a score of 55-32, and Briarwood advancing on to the Final Four.
Well, a great year for our Lady Vols, but you got to close it out sometime, Coach. And as we get ready to close things out, we want to go ahead and tell you we're going to move right into baseball, softball. We got baseball scheduled for Friday, softball on Monday, golf on Tuesday. It just keeps going, so you can follow along. We'll be on Classic Country 90.9. The 3-point stance, they'll be informing you when we're on. You can also look at our social media opportunities there and find out where we'll be doing games. Keep up with us as we cover all athletics at Clay Central. It's been a good year of basketball, boys. You know, make it to the Sweet 16, girls to the Elite Eight. But that's as far as we got. Anything else, Coach, as we close things up?
No, I just appreciate you guys letting me be a part of today and enjoy what you guys do and being a small part of it. And we're looking forward to, we'll regroup and rehydrate. You and I'll be together in the morning, and we'll get ready to head into that baseball, softball, golf season, the spring sports underway.
Well, we appreciate you joining us right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, Radio Alabama Sports, on Classic Country 90.9. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.